Never let your feelings sit in judgment over your faith.
Dr. Tony Evans says no matter what your emotions are telling you, the Lord is still in control.
I don't care what crisis you are now going through, you're not the first one God has had to address.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. We don't have to go out looking for problems in life. They find us. But today, Dr. Evans talks about the upside of downtimes as he explains about how a crisis can lead to revival. Let's join him.
Revival is when the reality of God becomes real to the experience of his people. When God, in a sense, re-enters into your situation of life. When there was the return of God, it was often in the midst of a crisis. A situation that men could not fix. Such as the situation that we find in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 with King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat has a problem. Verse 1 says it came about that the sons of Moab and Ammon, together with the Midianites, came to make war against Jehoshaphat. They came and reported to Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea, out of Aram and beyond." Verse 3, Jehoshaphat was afraid and turned his attention to seek the Lord. Here's when you really know you're in a crisis. Verse 12, he says, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do." You're in a crisis when you don't know what to do. Let me give you the good news. The crisis is the bad news. The good news is that God allows, creates, and uses crises so that he can demonstrate he alone is God. In a crisis, you need to see the living God. In a crisis, you need to know the God you've been talking about is real, and you need an experience with that God. Well, if you need an experience with that God, you need an experience that calls for that God. If you need an experience with that God, then you need an experience that calls for that God. So he sets his face to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah, verse 5, and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court. So he's in God's house in a crisis. He says, "O Lord, the God of our fathers, are you not God in the heavens? And are you not ruler over the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hands so that no one can stand against you." He introduces his prayer with one of the great truths that you need to remember, particularly if you are in a crisis or when you get in a crisis. He says, "God, is it not true that," here it is, never forget this. "God, is it not true," pay close attention. He says, "God, is it not true that heaven rules?" If you forget everything I say today, I want you to remember this. Heaven rules. In other words, earth never has the last word. Your crisis is not the final word. It looks like the final word because you're being overwhelmed. It feels like the final word because you're afraid. You think it may be the final word because you don't know what to do. So what he does in his prayer is retreat to what he knows to be true about God, even though it goes against how he feels right now. How does he feel right now? He's very much afraid. Never let your feelings sit in judgment over your faith. Let me say that again. Never let your feelings sit in judgment over your faith. You must always let your faith sit in judgment over your feelings. Don't deny how you feel. How you feel is how you feel. I'm afraid. I'm anxious. I'm insecure. I'm worried. I'm doubtful. Don't be. I mean, because to say you're not afraid when you're afraid, well, that's like lying. If you're trembling, you're trembling. That's the real. But the problem is not how you're feeling. The problem is allowing how you feel, as real as it is, to override your faith. So what he says is what he knows to be true about God. He says, God, is it not true that you rule from heaven? That heaven has the final say, that you have the last word, that heaven will make the closing comment and make the final decision and give the final answer. It's not over till heaven has said it's over. You must always make sure that what is true about God, that's why theology is important, what is true about God is brought to bear in the middle of the discord that you may feel. Remember, feelings have no intellect. They're real, but they don't think. Feelings don't think. Guess what feelings do? Feel. That's all feelings can ever do. All feelings can do is feel. That's why they're so mobile. You know, they're up today, down tomorrow, you know. You, if you're unhappy here today, somebody give you $1 million, you're going to feel different. Because feelings follow circumstances. So feelings don't think, they react. That's why you must bring to bear what you know to be true about God. So Jehoshaphat says, is it not true that heaven rules earth? That's theology. He's dealing with the sovereignty of God. Sovereignty has to do with rulership. He says, heaven rules God. So he appeals to God's character. You are not ruler over the kingdoms of the nations. You rule, watch this now. God just doesn't rule circumstances. He just doesn't rule individuals. He rules kingdoms and nations. Why is he saying you rule nations? Because we're being attacked by some nations. So I don't need a God who just takes care of streets. When I'm being attacked by a nation, I need a nation kind of ruling God. I don't need just an individual ruler. I need somebody who can change the whole course of nations. You know, I need somebody who can turn whole nations, because that's the nature of my problem. I got a national problem. I need a national kind of God. He says, is it not true that you rule over nations? He goes on in verse 7. Did you not, O God, drive out the inhabitants of the land before your people Israel and give it to the descendants of Abraham, your friend forever? I love this. I love this. He goes back. He says, now, when I read my Bible, because Jehoshaphat is many years later. He said, when I read my Bible, I can find places where you dealt with whole nations of people before. When you wanted to bring Abraham into this new land, you dealt with the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Jebusites, and you dealt with whole nations to give us this land. That's why you need to know your Bible, because you need to know that you can refer back to other folk who are in the same situation that you are now facing, to know that while your situation is different, your God is not. Your situation may be different, but your God is the same God. He says now, and I love the fact he's praying to God, but he's praying in question form. He's praying in question form. He says, are you not the ruler? Verse 6, did you not, O God? In other words, God, let me ask you a question. In other words, God, I'm asking you a question because I need to remind myself of the answer. So he now remembers. He starts with the sovereignty of God. Heaven rules. He remembers, God, you faced this problem before with your people and you handled it. I'm not your test case. Listen, I don't care what crisis you are now going through. You're not the first one God has had to address. You're not his test case. You're not his trial. He's not scratching his head saying, I haven't faced this one before. You're in a financial crisis. The widow of Zarephath could testify. I was down to my last meal and he made a way out of no way. If you don't know which way to go, Moses and Israel can testify between Pharaoh and the Red Sea that he can open up a road. Nobody could predict God was going to do that. So the Bible is full of, particularly the Old Testament, testimony. But you say, wait a minute. That was in the Old Testament. Yeah, but the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, those things were written for our example. The Bible wrote the Old Testament so that when you and I are living in the New Testament, we can refer back to the Old Testament when our New Testament problems look like Old Testament situations. He says, as I recall, Abraham had some nation problems and you came through for him. When we built this sanctuary, in your name, we stamped your name on it, it's your house. Saying, should evil come upon us, the sword, judgment, pestilence, famine, distress, you will hear and deliver us. Now watch this now. Now he throw God's word up in God's face. He said, wasn't this our understanding? That if all this crisis came on us, and he gives a whole list of crises. Yours is in there somewhere. He lists a whole list of crises. He says, we got pestilence. We got famine. That's financial. That's called Wall Street. Famine. We got judgment. We got this. We got that. But if we called on your name.
But when we call on God's name, Dr. Evans says it's more than just a name. He'll explain what that means when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, I'd like to mention a great resource that'll help you build up your family's faith and bring you together at the same time. It's a 52-week devotional book from Tony and his son Jonathan called The Kingdom Family Devotional. Topics range from basics of the faith like salvation, prayer, and discipleship to life essentials like handling money, picking friends, and setting priorities. It's meaty enough for mom and dad and yet simple enough to keep the kids on board. And we'd like you to have a copy as our gift. All we ask is that you make a contribution, any contribution, to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. And if you do that right away, we'll include a special bonus, all 10 full-length messages in Tony's current series, The Comeback. But this offer won't last much longer, so visit us today at tonyevans.org or call us at 1-800-800-3222 before time runs out. I'll repeat our contact information later in the program. And Tony will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
Sometimes you feel like life is pummeling you from every angle. Can't see where the next punch is coming from, but sure enough, it comes. But there are lessons to be learned in these moments. Not every knockdown is a knockout. In his new book, Your Comeback, Tony Evans provides the inspiration you need to have your ultimate personal and spiritual comeback. Begin the journey to your comeback today. Available in bookstores everywhere.
God's name is just not a word, God. It is a legal relationship. It is a trademark name, which means you only use it legitimately if you use it legally. So he goes to God's person, he goes to God's history, then he goes to God's word. After he goes back to God's word, verse 10, now. Now, we generally start with now. Okay. God, hello, now. He doesn't get the now until he remembers who he's talking to. See, because sometimes we forget who we're talking to. See, you forget who you're talking to, and then you reduce it to something else. Now, he says. Now, let me tell you about my problem. Aren't you the ruler of the heavens? What they got to do with me? Didn't you do this before? Well, you said something in your word. Now, let me tell you about me. and my messed up situation. He says, the sons of Ammon and Moab and Seir, whom you did not let invade Israel, see how they are rewarding us by coming to drive us out from your possession, which you have given us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we are powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you. My problem is, I'm powerless. I don't know what to do. Watch this now. I'm powerless. I don't know what to do, but I'm changing where I'm looking. My eyes are on you. Now watch this. As long as the enemy can keep your eye on the enemy, you're going to be looking at the wrong thing. He shifted his look. I am no longer going to stare down my crisis. I'm not going to ignore my crisis, because I'm just saying, now they're coming at us, but I'm not going to stare them down. I'm going to look to you. I'm going to look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. I am looking for you. Why? Remember last week? Why does God call us to prayer? He calls us to draw down heaven for the benefit of my crisis on earth. Prayer is drawing down what has been offered in heaven in the midst of my crisis on earth. Now watch this. All Judah is standing before them, infants, wives, children, everybody, because it affects them all. Then in the midst of the assembly, the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah. Verse 15, and he said, listen, all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem and King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord to you, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, this overwhelming crisis, for the battle is not yours, but God's. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Oh, there's so much in here. Listen. Listen now. He prays because he's in a crisis. He says, I'm not going to focus on, I'm not going to ignore my crisis because it's right here in front of me. It's invading me. But I'm not going to let my crisis be my focus. I am now going to put my eyes on heaven, because watch this, heaven rules. Since heaven rules, I'm going to look at heaven that rules. I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know when you're going to do it. I don't know where you're going to do it. All I know is you're the only one that can do it, because I'm powerless in this situation. The text says, the Spirit of the Lord came on the prophet, who then gave them, watch this, a direct word from God for their immediate situation. Please don't miss that. When he focused on God and made God his focus without ignoring his crisis, when he made his focus on God, appealing to God's nature, appealing to God's history, and then appealing to what God's word said, it says the Spirit of the Lord came upon the prophet, and the prophet gave them a word about how God wanted them to resolve this problem. Why am I pointing this out? Because now we have the Word of God joining with the Spirit of God to bring an answer to the crisis being experienced by the people of God. God calls a prophet forth to speak a word. Now, here's what I want to say to you. I want to say this to you. When you are in a crisis and don't know what to do, God has a rhema word for you. Now, let me define what I mean by rhema word. The word rhema refers to a specific utterance. The Bible is the word of God. It is the word of God from Genesis to Revelation. It's the word of God when you feel it. It's the word of God when you don't feel it. It's the word of God when you like it. It's the word of God when you don't like it. It's the word of God because it's the word of God. But when you're in a crisis, you just don't need the Word of God in its general written sense, you need a rhema word. That is, you need the specific Word of God that applies to you in your specific crisis. Because you can't go to the Bible and the Bible tell you whether to move to Fort Worth or move to California. You can't go to the Bible and it tells you whether to do this specific thing or that. It gives you general principles, but it doesn't give you all the specific guidance about your specific crisis. David says the battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. Okay. In 1 Samuel, we have this phrase because Israel was in a crisis. His name was Goliath. Goliath is a problem too big for you to handle. By the way, whenever you have a problem that's too big for you to handle, call it Goliath, because then you know how things are going to wind up. In football, the quarterback receives the ball, and so the other team is coming in to tackle him. And then he hands it off to the halfback. The halfback then takes the ball, and he runs with it. An amazing thing happens. Everybody that was after the quarterback changes. Everybody was after the quarterback, but now that they didn't hand this baby off, they now shift from the quarterback. And now they're all after the halfback because the quarterback has handed the problem off. So now the problem is in somebody else's hands, and all the enemy got to deal with the somebody else because he has the ball. The reason why all of us are running all the time is we keep the ball. I got this problem. I got this problem. I can't do anything about this problem. This is my problem. God is saying, hand the ball off. Hand the ball off. Hand the ball off. We say, no, I got the ball. I was born with this ball. I was raised with this ball. I'm going to have this ball for the rest of my life. God is saying, hand the ball off, you dummy. And if we would hand the ball off and let God take it, the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. He calls on God because he said, I got to hand this off. I can't handle this financial crisis in Washington. I'm going to hand it off. I don't know how I'm going to handle this personal problem. I'm going to hand it off, and I'm going to make the battle not be mine.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how a crisis can drive us to hand off our problems to God. And he'll come back with us in just a moment to wrap up our program with a word of prayer, so don't go away. In the meantime, we'd love to help you make arrangements to get a copy of today's message called A Crisis That Cries for Revival. Better yet, this lesson is just one of 10 you'll receive when you request Tony's current series, The Comeback. It's a great resource to use for your personal study, and even better when shared with your small group or Sunday school class. As I mentioned, when you support The Alternative with any contribution God leads you to make, large or small, we'll send it to you as our thank you gift, along with the book I mentioned earlier, The Kingdom Family Devotional. As always, the details are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org, where you can enter to win a free trip for two to the Holy Land with Dr. Evans this November. The deadline to enter is May 5th, and we don't want you to miss out. So check out the rules and get complete information today at tonyevans.org. Again, that's tonyevans.org. You can also reach out to our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. It's open around the clock for your convenience. Again, 1-800-800-3222. A lot of people attend revivals looking for more energy or enthusiasm. But tomorrow, Dr. Evans will talk to us about what we really need to literally be brought back to life. Right now, though, he's back to close our program in prayer.
Father, I thank you for the word of God that goes forth through this ministry and for every ear that hears it. I pray that you will use the word in the life of each person individually so that they know that they are hearing from you and are transformed by what they hear. I pray that that transformation touches them at their place of need. Wherever they're hurting, struggling, wherever they're in pain, or wherever they're celebrating, may you be the center of that. And may they be able to say, because of the word that they've heard and because of the true God that they're interacting with right now, that you have showed up and shown off on their behalf, doing good by them no matter what their circumstances happen to be. Thank you for how you're going to touch every listener today in your own special way. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative. and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.